I join many in the Jewish community and in the general community who are shocked that Hamas would have chosen to end the ceasefire and began firing missiles into Israel. Hamas has, in the first 4 months of 2008, the rate of rocket attacks into Israel was one every 3 hours. So this was the type of thing where Israel, who always wants peace, was really forced into taking action. And just like if missiles were being fired from a neighboring community into Tampa, wouldn't we demand that our government protect us? And that's what Israel's doing.
A Hamas leader in exile has said that there can't be a negotiated ceasefire until the missile attacks from Israel end. So it almost seems like a vicious cycle where as long as there's one side that's making attacks, the other won't stop. Do you see an end coming for this?
We certainly hope so. I think that this is a very, very complex issue that's going on. Israel withdrew all military and civilian presence from Gaza in August 2005. Since then, more than 5,000 rockets and mortars have been fired from Gaza at Israeli civilian neighborhoods. And I think it was the type of situation like a parent was sending a child into a lion's cage in a zoo with a big pin sticking it into a lion's eye, expecting that lion just to sit there, and eventually that lion is going to protect itself. And I think that's what Israel is doing right now.
Is there anything else that our listeners should know about this situation?
Well, I think that we certainly want peace in the region, and I think it's very important to know that Israel has continued to provide humanitarian relief into Gaza. And on Friday, Israel allowed approximately 90 trucks of medicine, fuel, and other vital goods into Gaza. The shipment included more than 500,000 liters of fuel and 200 tons of natural gas. And prior to Hamas's escalation of rocket fire in November, Israel was providing close to 4,000 trucks of aid a month to Gaza, along with fuel and electricity, despite the ongoing attacks on Israel. So this is a very serious situation, and one that we certainly hope will be resolved quickly and peacefully.